This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A group of Colorado's congressional members are calling for an independent investigation into the death of a Nicaraguan man at an ICE facility in Aurora. Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza died earlier this month while waiting to be removed from the country. Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have sent a letter to the Inspector General regarding poor conditions at the private detention center. A class action lawsuit alleging forced labor and unjust conditions at the facility has also been filed. That is set to go to trial. It's possible members of Colorado's only known wolf pack may have been killed in Wyoming. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed it's looking into a report about wolves killed near the Colorado-Wyoming border. That follows a story published in the Fort Collins, Coloradan. The newspaper says it received a report of three wolves being shot just over the border, wolves that looked like part of a well-monitored pack living and breeding in Colorado's North Park region. No source was cited by the paper. If the wolves were killed in Wyoming, it'd be perfectly legal. The state maintains a vast predator zone where anyone can kill the animals without a permit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Fox Theater in Boulder will be inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame next month. The Fox opened in 1992 on the hill near the University of Colorado in the nearly 100-year-old building that has been a dance hall, movie theater, and more. Other inductees will be inducted individually after the pandemic canceled festivities last year. They include Hot Rise, Leftover Salmon, The String Cheese Incident, and Yonder Mountain String Band. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for listening.